Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. This is a day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way, and how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified, and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous of joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, in the prophets and psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The antiphon of this Gospel: "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it." From Psalm 118, verse 24. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Many times we find that life is very hard, very difficult, and many times we told ourselves, how can we rejoice in it? This is a time that we have to think about Jesus. He takes our suffering, offer to God. Today we share part of his suffering. Our joy is not because we do not have the cross. Our joy because we together with Christ, with love, we embrace the little crosses for the sake of humanity. We rejoice because we witness God's love for us, love all humanity. We share part of this suffering, of the two crosses, so that all can be saved. It's important that we repent. Jesus is going on earth to watch us, to see each one of us, that our hearts are changing. He stays with us. Although sometimes we're incredulous, but still, he is with us. Just like the two disciples went away to Emmaus, but Jesus still followed them. By the way, today the Gospel didn't mention yet, because Thomas wasn't present. The next apparition Thomas will be there. But when Thomas come back, and the disciples told Thomas about this apparition, he said, "No way, I will not believe unless I touch his wounds." This is what we are. Many times we want to touch and want to make sure, secured, 100%. But as tell Jesus, we are sorry for all this incredulous thing. We love him. We trust him. We entrust the whole thing, the whole life, especially today, whatever we do, just with kind of sincere love for one another. Where there's love, there's the presence of God, there is peace and joy.